I want to talk to you today about something that is very important. Each one of you here today has a glow about you. Each one of us should alter reality when we are in the presence of people. People should see you differently. We should always be creating a new atmosphere around people. You see, I was once engaged to be married, and what people told me was, Michael, you have this glow about you. Michael, you're not walking, you're floating, you're skipping, you're happy. And not as much, but I still hear that to this day. Well, today I want to talk about this, but only how are you, God's children, portraying the kingdom of God? You see, I recently went through a series of CYC camp audio trainings, and I realized that the children of God are different. The Bible gives us all the answers that we need, that we have to know. All problems we have, the Bible gives us the answer. Let me repeat that. All problems you have, the answer is in the Bible. So when God tells us to do something, do it first. That is what we have to do. So today I want to talk about three ways we must be active and alert when we are seeking first the kingdom of God. That is your mission. Seek first the kingdom of God. Number one, you are required to portray the millennium. We must represent the millennium, the atmosphere. We must create it daily, by the second, emanate from you. Has God revealed to you what the kingdom will be like? Yes, you have the information you need. Do you have a good idea of how it works? You have a good enough idea of how the millennium works. One word to describe the millennium, this was asked in a Friday night study, I believe, and a word, not the only word, but a word is the millennium will be peaceful. It will be at peace. We will be at peace. You must portray peace. Please turn to Matthew 6, verse 24. We're not going to deviate from Matthew, it's a couple pages actually in Matthew, because Jesus the Christ gives us all the answers we need right here to start. Now this is just verse 24 we're going to read. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and manna. We cannot live in a world and serve the master of this world. We must be different. Matthew 6, verse 24 states, you can't live in the world and want everything of the world. God requires us to do the very best we can. That's different for all of us. But you are required to emanate to the essence of the kingdom. So people look at you differently, without speaking. Well, my point is by the actions we take. This takes time and it requires energy. We can't float through life. You must be active. You must want to portray that atmosphere. God requires us to do this. And every one of you in here, everyone listening, everyone called by God has the opportunity to do this, to be different, to be seen as different. Point two, we must be aware when we get off track. You're human. I'm human. We make mistakes. You have to have God's Holy Spirit in you, and it will show you when you're making a mistake. The atmosphere must be perfect. We strive for perfection. We must be aware of our actions and our family's actions. It is required that us And as a parent, we teach our children the right ways. Family is defined as children of God. We here are all the family of God. Look around. It's you. It's me. It's us. The weight of the world must be overcome by us, or we can't go back to point number one. We can't portray God's millennium if the weight of the world overtakes us. Can you imagine someone waiting? The life of Michael. They see me and they're saying, wow, he worked hard and was always worried and stressed out. Is that what the atmosphere looks like? This stressed out, frazzled person? Yes. I mean, no, that's not what it is, but yes, that person's got to change. Matthew 6, verse 25, one scripture down. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is it not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into the barns, yet the Heavenly Father feeds them, and you are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? We are not to go through life where people will remember us as a stressed out man, a stressed out woman. That person was tired and exhausted all the time. You have the Holy Spirit. God tells us that every trial that we have the energy to overcome if we ask God. Point three, we must be prepared and be ready to jump in to help each other. That's right. None of us are perfect, but a collaborative effort of us in here, of our brothers and sisters in Christ everywhere, we have an obligation to serve each other, to help each other. But before we can help others, we need to master this atmosphere ourselves. Each one of us has a direct connection to God the Father through Jesus the Christ, the Son, and our elder brother and high priest. We are to keep asking God for help. Every day we have problems, and every day you must go before God and ask Him for help. It's just as important as breathing air. We are to keep seeking the kingdom. You ever thought of that phrase, seek the kingdom? Seek the kingdom first. Seek, that word seek is desire, look. Be attentive, active, energy, go after it. That is what we are to do to the kingdom of God. The greatest words that Jesus Christ spoke coming here, showing us how to be a good person, but He showed us how to go after the kingdom. He told us what the reward is. That reward is the most precious imagination. I mean, it's real, eternal life. The mirror, you and me were mirrors. We must be clean and in a position that can reflect Jesus Christ. You're required to put on Jesus Christ to reflect the light, to be an example. We know how to do it. God has called you out of this world. God has brought you here in this exact moment, so everyone here knows how to do this. God knows we have problems. And it is hard to live in this world where Jesus the Christ was hated, Jesus the Christ is hated, and Jesus the Christ will be hated in the future. The real Jesus Christ. And we are to be like Christ. Therefore, we are not loved in this world. And that makes you and me more special. More special as in, you're my family and I need your help. You are my family, I am your family. We must be there for each other, actively, together, seeking the kingdom of God. So, conclusion. We have children here. We can hear them. They're always around us. They look to you and to me as examples. What does the kingdom of God look like? My brothers and sisters in Christ did show that. That's what we want our children to say. Yeah, I remember this person in church. You know, I wasn't very smart then because I was a kid, but I've lived now and I remember that person. I grew up in the church and I will tell you, I remember people. I remember them being examples of servants to the death they served. Do you think that they acknowledged me? Probably not, because they were very busy serving. We went to church in a movie theater for most of my childhood. A movie theater has no light. I remember a family coming in with lights. They brought the fluorescent lights and they set them up every Sabbath. And it's so much work. And they did it every single day of my life, every Sabbath. And it was the same family. And I never will forget that. And I was a very small child. So you and me, we set examples to show our children. Do you have the glow about you? Will the children see that glow? Do they remember you as being kind and always there to help? Do they remember you serving with a smile? Were you patient? Were you never confrontational? Many words can describe God's children. I felt at peace when I was around them. That's what we want the children to remember us by. You know, I felt in peace. If we want our family to think that of us, we need to put forth all the effort to portray the kingdom, be aware of our actions as to not get off track, and be prepared to jump in to be the bright, reflective mirror. The kingdom of God is almost here. Let us seek it with all of our might.